Hello? Hello, hello?
Hi, JT, can you hear me, sir?
Hello? Yeah, I don't know what happened, Lou.
Yeah, I don't either. Might be on our end, with the connection on that phone call. And I know that we were kind of wrapping up the voice verification. We were towards the end, and I'm not sure at what point you were not able to hear me, but I know at the end I wasn't able to hear you. But like I said, it is month to month. There's no long-term contract. It bills on a monthly basis for $2.99 on the fifth of the month. You can stop at any time. No questions asked or fees involved. All that we request to prevent charges to your next month of service is you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. And that, JT, is because we are closed on the weekend. Did you understand and agree
I did,
to those
yes.
renewal and cancellation terms? Okay, all right. And then, JT, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you?
It's going to be on a American Express.
American Express. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
And I do not have that card. I'm going to give you... Okay, I'm going to give you another card. Well, no, I have it on me.
Okay.
It's James Van Kirk.
James.
JW Enterprises.
Okay. And then you said that was an American Express card, and that should start
yep.
with the three. They all do. JT, if you want to read that to me, I'll repeat it back at the very end for accuracy.
Okay. 3767-4819. 88-21019.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
0926.
09 of 2026. And then the four digits on the front of the card?
4451.
Okay, so I've got 4451, 4451 on the front. I've got September or 09 of 2026 for the expiration date. And then was the card itself 3767-4819882109?
That is correct.
And then what is the billing address of that particular card?
It is 4005. Brunswick Road,
okay.
Bartlett, Tennessee, 38133.
38133, okay. And then in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yes, please. I'm ready.
Okay, sure. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by email in about a minute or so here. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. And then, JT, there's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And when you receive either the text message or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself only takes about 25 or 30 minutes. It looks like I can get you in at noon at the top of the next hour or 1 o'clock, and then later on today there's also a 5 o'clock.
Let's do the 5 o'clock, please.
5 o'clock? Okay, so it's going to be scheduled from 5 until 6. Call will get you just a few minutes after 5, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready, and I don't know if it's going to be 5:05, 5:10, but if I am in between phone calls when they're ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the beginning to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. If I am on a phone call, they'll call you on their own, but they'll have all the notes in the file here, so they'll take really good care of you. Just in case I'm not on that call, or I guess really if I am, even either way, I wanted to set up a little bit of extra security here on your account, just a quick question and answer. Anyone who calls us and tells you that they are affiliated with your business, even if it is you and we recognize your voice, we will still quickly ask you for the answer to the security question, and then anyone who calls us, or anyone I should say who calls you and tells you that they are with Google or with Local Squash, first of all, they're going to need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those, JT, would you want for your security question?
First pet's name.
Okay, and what is the answer?
Bruce.
Okay. Got to type it in twice, but you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
I have not received the text message.
Okay. Looks like our system did send it. It's a little laggy this morning.
Local Splash, yeah, I've got it.
Okay, perfect. So it looks like you should have gotten a couple of them. The welcome email was sent out. That's got the client support information that I gave you. And then looks like we also did just automatically send you action needed pictures for Google verification, just any photos related to your business that will help us expedite the process here. There's a link actually on there that you can use. And then the one that I wanted you to open up now says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you click on it, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked. And if you click on it, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services we'll be providing for you, beginning with the Google Business Profile optimization on the left-hand side. Are you able to see that?
Please provide us with required documents. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I don't think so. It says Local Splash Terms of Experience or Local Splash Initial Invoice is the email itself. And then if you open that up,
okay, I've got it.
The click here to accept the subscription terms. So we are going to optimize Google and Bing. Pretty much everyone's focus is Google, and it's our main focus too, but 1 out of 10 about will choose Bing over Google, and that's a lot of people. We want you to get those phone calls and opportunities, the Google Business Profile access, the directory submissions, the Facebook page. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down at the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. At the top of it, just above it, it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would either type in your name or copy and paste it. But once you've got James Van Kirk, capital J, capital V, it's case sensitive. And if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before or after. But once you've got your name in that box, click confirm signature. And that should take you to the next page where it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
Let's see here. Okay, so do I need to do the access to the dashboard or the click here on this email?
The click here. If you just click here, and then it should take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. I kind of wish they wouldn't send everything all at once. It seems like everything gets piggybacked. But, I mean, it's important information that you have. It just kind of makes things a little more complicated on the phone call itself. But yeah, so if it says local / terms of experience, just at the bottom, above the line, click on the box, and then below the line, the longer box, type in or copy and paste your name exactly as it appears, so it is case sensitive. But once you've got your name in the box, clicking confirm signature does a few things. It lets us know that it's month to month, that you can stop at any time, that we've waived your setup fee, that it's a fixed rate. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area.
Hold on a second, buddy. So I'm trying to get my name in this signature spot.
Uh-huh.
I've got it typed in, but it's not letting me confirm signature.
Did you click the box above the line where it says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card?
Okay, I got you. Okay. Man, I'm doing this from my phone, so it's cool.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, so do you use your name?
Okay, so if you're seeing that next page where it asks you for a username and a password, you can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing it is it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. And the automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We do have to do your client interview first for us to create the content for there to be something for you to track. But in the next day or so, you'll get the username and password that you can use to access your tracking system. The username, by the way, is the phone number we're speaking on. Area codes included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. No password generated just yet, but in the next day or so, we'll get that out to you by text and email. Other than that, you're all set and squared away. Hopefully, I'll be available in that 5 o'clock hour when we're ready to give you a phone call. But even if I'm not, especially if I'm not, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going, get your website more visible, and get your phone ringing. Earn your business.
Okay, that sounds good.
All righty. Really appreciate you, James. You take care. You go by JT, though, right?
I do, yes.
Okay, I've got that in the notes here. Of course, everything went out to James that way in the billing, but I've got it in the notes that you prefer JT. JT, I appreciate you. You take care, and we'll talk to you before the end of the day here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, too. Take care. Have a good one.